NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Republican-controlled House has approved a bill raising the nation's debt limit and containing no other provisions. As NPR's Zvi Date reports, that's exactly what President Obama had insisted upon and what many House Republicans had opposed.
House Speaker John Boehner in recent years has tied debt limit increases to federal spending cuts, what he calls the Boehner rule. But he abandoned that approach after he was unable to craft anything that would win enough Republican votes to reach a majority of the full House. Boehner nonetheless blames Obama for refusing to offer concessions in return for an increase in the nation's borrowing authority to avoid default.
It's the president driving up the debt, and the president wanting to do nothing about the debt that's occurring, will not engage in our long-term spending problem. And so let his party give him the debt ceiling increase that he wants.
Democrats provided the vast majority of the yes votes. The proposal now goes to the democratically controlled Senate, where quick approval is expected. Zvi Date, NPR News.
Some areas in Georgia already seeing snow and reports of more on the way, including possible ice. President Obama announced he is declaring an emergency in the state. By making that declaration, the White House is clearing the way for federal agencies to help state and local jurisdictions during a coming storm. Aaron Strickland's the Emergency Operations Director at Georgia Power and says the storm with its ice and snow has the potential to be devastating.
This is has the opportunity to be a huge event when you're talking about the amount of ice we're looking at.
Storm 2 weeks ago virtually paralyzed Atlanta, which is unused to winter weather. More results are in from the Winter Games in Sochi, and the American Olympic teams have had, well, better days. Perhaps the most notable stunner of today's competitions came in the halfpipe. Fans have been eagerly awaiting star snowboarder Shaun White, recognizable by his flaming red hair, to defend his 8-year reign as champion. That's why he backed out of the extremely dangerous slope-style event to bet entirely on clinching another gold in the halfpipe. NPR Snorri Glinton says White didn't even medal.
The flying tomato kind of went splat. White finished fourth in men's snowboard halfpipe Tuesday evening. The gold medal went to Switzerland's Yuri Palachikov. They call him iPod. And Jessica Jerome finished 10th to lead the United States contingent in women's ski jumping. It wasn't all bad news for the U.S. Erin Hamlin gave the U.S. its first medal in women's single luge by winning the bronze. And in pairs ice skating, Marissa Castelli and Simon Snapier, along with Felicia Zhang and Nathan Bartholomew, advanced to their free programs. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Sochi.
Number of help wanted signs going up in December slowed somewhat. According to the Labor Department, job openings fell by 1% to just under 4 million. That was even as the number of jobs remained near a 5.5-year high. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 192 points to 15,994. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. President Obama, who is meeting this week in Washington with French President François Hollande, had a warning today for companies seeking to do business in Iran. Mr. Obama saying those businesses that violate current sanctions in place against Tehran will fear the wrath of the U.S. France and U.S. are among the countries who have signed an interim agreement that halts progress on the country's nuclear program in exchange for the easing of international sanctions. However, some businesses, including a number of French firms, have apparently shown an interest in doing business with Iran since some sanctions have been ended. The European Union is calling for the formation of a new government in Ukraine, which has been in political crisis for nearly 3 months. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the EU is offering economic help to Ukraine, but only if the country adopts democratic reforms.
Foreign ministers from 28 European Union nations issued a statement saying that Ukraine should form a new, inclusive government and prepare for free and fair presidential elections. It's the strongest statement yet from the EU, although it stopped short of threatening sanctions against Ukraine's government. Ukraine's crisis began last November when President Viktor Yanukovych backed out of a promise to align the country with Europe. The decision sparked mass demonstrations in Kiev, the capital city, that have continued ever since. Yanukovych accepted a $15 billion loan package from Russia, which has been trying to keep Ukraine in its orbit. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.
Singer Donovan, whose hits included Sunshine Superman, Mellow Yellow, and Hurdy Gurdy Man, just to name a few, along with the Kinks founder Ray Davies, will be headlining this year's inductees into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Davies was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990. The ceremony will be held June 12th in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes